Sunday school for ages 4 to grade 5, and nursery infant to 3 years old. We are looking for more teachers to sign up at the Welcome Center. We're also looking for people to sign up as greeters. Our next youth group event will be on Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Cardiff, and there'll be sledding and skating, Cardiff Park. Thank you to all for all those who helped serve and bring the food for the memorial that we had for Ray on Saturday. We really appreciate all your help and support. Tony and Maria Williamson are proud grandparents again, as Eric and Jocelyn's little girl, Riley May Maria, arrived last Wednesday. Congratulations.
All right, let's just keep continuing worshiping together. You can stand if you're able.
My God is with me.
Are dismissed and you can turn and greet each other.
It made a difference. Yeah. It's just a semitone.
Good morning. So, some news for you. Some of you won't be happy with this news, but next Saturday is daylight saving. So, it goes, Adrian was saying goes ahead, so we lose an hour of sleep. That's not my fault. But hopefully, the sun keeps coming and warming everything. Yesterday, after the memorial service, Rowena wrote me and just wanted to express her complete gratitude to our church community in this last year, or just the way different people have served them and been grace to them and praying for them. She said 2 days before the memorial, when the days were just really hard, she recognized that people were praying for her. And said she said all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she was filled with joy. And so thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your caring and loving. This morning we use Psalm 34 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in Psalm 34, verse 1 to 3, I'll praise the Lord at all times. I'll constantly speak his praises. I'll boast only in the Lord. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. Quietly where we are right now, let's express our adoration to God for his greatness. He loves to hear his children boast in him. Confession, verse 11 to 14. Come, my children, listen to me, and I'll teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Have we been people of peace this week? At our jobs, in our relationships, in our homes, with our parents, children, spouses. Confess these sins to God right now and let us turn away from evil and do good. Thanksgiving, verses 8 and 9. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you as godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. What joys and abundant goodness have you experienced this week? Thank God for these instances. Let us also take a few moments to thank God for giving us all that we need. Thank you, God, like Rowena experienced, that you can give us a joy that passes the circumstance that we find ourselves in. Supplication, verse 4 to 6. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. In my desperation, I prayed and the Lord listened and he saved me from all my troubles. What fears and troubles you today? Is it your health? Are you having difficulty at work? Is there someone else that you're troubled over? Let us ask the God who listens to free us, to save us, to help us. We pray for Evelyn, Leona, and Elaine, for Will and Martha, for Ben and Marge, for Angel, for Brian and Rita, for Kaylin, for Rowena, Carter, and Landon, for Matthew and Trina, for Neville, Marcia, and Michelle, and some of the places around the world, Bolivia, Bhutan, Croatia, for Iran and Ukraine, for peace in their countries, for Canada, for the United States, we pray for healing in our land and healing in our hearts. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too weighty for us, the burden that is too great, come, our good and great God, deliver us, rescue us, and heal us. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, yours is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning. Psalm 4, 1 to 8. Answer me when I call to you, O God, who declares me innocent. Free me from my troubles. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people ruin my reputation? How long will you make groundless accusations? How long will you continue your lies? You can be sure of this. The Lord set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will answer when I call to him. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Think about it overnight and remain silent. Offer sacrifices in the right spirit and trust the Lord. Many people say, who will show us better times? Let your face smile on us, Lord. You have given me greater joy than those who have abundant harvests of grain and new wine. In peace I will lay down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe.